Tom Headlines.
Tom Brady's protector is gone. Nate Solder heading to the Giants on a four-year, many reporting as a $60 million deal. Ian Rappaport has it like around $62, $35 million guaranteed. Nate Solder, no longer a Patriot, now with the New York Giants. Malcolm Butler and Deion Lewis also gone, joining Mike Vrabel, the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Danny Amendola also leaving New England to be a member of the Miami Dolphins. But the good news is, as we were just talking about, Patriots are one of three teams in on Trent Murphy. He's a linebacker who didn't play last year because of torn ACL and a torn MCL and offseason foot surgery, too. Throw that one in there. But, you know, they're in on him. Bruins scored five unanswered third-period goals last night to beat the Hurricanes in Raleigh. 6-4. Matt Grizzlick got things going. With the Bruins down 4-1, about 10 minutes left in the game, found the back of the net. Matt?
Like I said, we've had a lot of pride this year, and we were kind of sick of just getting beat out there. They were winning pretty much every one-on-one battle, and luckily we just found a way.
Road trip will continue tomorrow night against the Florida Panthers. John Wall's still out for the Wizards after he had knee surgery in January. The Celtics are home tonight to play Washington. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell have the call. We'll start at 7:30. Tip-off just after 8 o'clock right here on 98.5. The Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, keeping drains flowing for homes and businesses in the greater Boston area since 1976. Go to johnsewer.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
98.5thesportshub.com is your connection to the world of Boston sports, wherever you go. 98.5thesportshub.com. Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zoe's digging in for lunch, thanks to Tapestry.
Hell of a burger. Hell of a burger. Good
over,
wings.
Over in the Fenway neighborhood, open for dinner Sunday through Thursday, 5:30 to 10. And, of course, they've got a St. Paddy's Day special.
Hello!
This Saturday, corned beef boiled dinner.
Yes!
Get all your fixings.
Heard
your mashed
me.
Potatoes, your cabbage.
Get me cabbage.
Glazed vegetables and a pint of Guinness for only $25.
Mmm!
That's a Tapestry over
there. Love me some warm beer.
This weekend.
Yeah.
You love that food. You went all in on that food.
Tell you what, go there and get the burger.
Oh,
their
man.
Burgers are unreal. They'll
that's,
make you happy.
That's
today.
A lick your finger type of good right there.
Yeah. Hey, guess what the date is today?
It's 3/14, which
it's
makes
pie
it
day.
Pie Day.
If you like eating pie, call the show.
Love pie.
Love eating pie.
You got that drop of me from back in the day, the love pie one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim, you like pie?
I think it's on the old school touchscreen soundboard.
Yeah, what's it on the Gresh board
over here?
Crashboard.
Does that exist? Is that still in here? I don't see it.
Hey, y'all.
I don't see it. I don't see it on there. I'll have to find it. It's probably in there somewhere. Love pie. We're talking about Pizzeria Regina that day.
Yeah. 6-1 Tapestry. Very good.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome lunch today.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Nate Solder is gone.
Sure is.
Malcolm Butler is gone. Deion Lewis is gone. Danny Amendola is gone.
Whew.
What an exodus.
When's the Brady post on Instagram coming out for Nate? He's done it for everybody else. A picture of them, the championship, warrior, tough teammate, leader. Nate's a guy that's got his backside. That guy's as important as anybody. So Paulie... You know Paulie did our call right there?
He likes to call back.
He called back to talk to Tom again.
Tom tells me that he said that yesterday he did put a qualifier in, that if Nate Solder was blown away with an offer, that he could go elsewhere.
That's great. I mean, somebody offers more money, he might be interested.
I just remember him saying the only other place he would go is Colorado. So if Denver was out, then Nate Solder was not going anywhere. That's what I recall. But I could be wrong. Mike in Bellingham, what do you think?
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys. How are things going?
Good.
Hey, just eating some pie right now, as a matter of fact. Nice. I'm talking about it, just kind of swallow it down here. But
a piece of pie.
Hey, so listen, I got a different take on this, and I know it's not the reason why they're doing it, but what about these compensatory picks? Those are four free agent signings. Now, I know this
year. I love those.
You know, they're getting a fourth-round pick this year because of Logan Ryan and LeGarrette Blount.
Yep.
I mean, is that based on how much they signed for, how many games they played? Do you know how that whole thing works?
Okay, well, it also depends on what you do in free agency as well.
Right.
So we won't know. We won't have any idea until this offseason is over.
Right, because it depends on what you're taking in, too. But still, those are four picks, and you know, and it's not going to affect the cap, right? So, and that's what Belichick loves. So, it's a way to kind of build up the team without having to spend money, without having to take up cap space and stuff like that. I know it's down the road, but you know, it's one of the better sides of things that's happening. And those players are going to leave anyway. I don't think they were signable or they wanted them anyway. So it's kind of like gravy on the whole topic.
Yeah, and by the way, the formula is not public information. They don't tell you. They don't tell you what the formula is.
Right.
But it's if you followed it over the years, you can figure it out. It's based on how much guys get paid. That is definitely a part of it. So big contracts definitely help. That's a big one. How much a guy played is a big part of it.
Yeah.
So Malcolm Butler, playing time plus money, huge. Huge for the compensatory pick formula.
How about Deion Lewis and what they've maximized with that guy coming back off two injuries?
Yeah,
and getting him off the scrap heap in Cleveland. See, and they look at that and say, can we find the next Deion Lewis?
They also factor in Pro Bowl and All Pro from what we've been able to kind of decipher. Again, the NFL won't confirm what it is. They don't talk about it publicly.
Okay.
But money, playing time, were they a Pro Bowler?
Right.
Were they an All Pro? Those things all sort of factor in.
See, and I think they're going to be careful here too, because I think last year and the way they went into it, we've already had a bunch of calls on that they were so proactive, and the Gilmore stuff, and you know all the back and forth with Cooks, and Malcolm was on the plane. He's got the Bose headsets. He Instagrams, thank you all, you know, blessed. And you're thinking, okay, we got a deal done here. It's almost like I think Malcolm was a deal in place to get that pick back, like that first round pick. I think they always thought they were going to get back. And it sort of screwed them up there. And there was a guy that the Saints had in Kamara that was sitting there in a second round they could have had. And instead, they're going after a guy like Coney Ealy. I think they're analyzing things, and they're there all day doing it. What they do and the work they put into it, people get pissed because they think they're not doing it.
Hey, did you catch Stephon Gilmore's tweet last night, by the way?
Oh, I did.
6:27 p.m. Tweets out, blessed.
Yeah.
That was it. Blessed. Interesting timing on that.
Not a big fan of Martellus Bennett either.
I mean, I got to tell you, well, what does Martellus Bennett have to do with it?
Go look at some of the tweets he had regarding Bennett.
I think.
When?
I'll pull him up.
Okay.
Okay.
I was not aware of those. Let me know when you have them.
Okay.
That were from Gilmore? It was on Twitter?
Yes.
Did you see these, Jim? I have not seen these.
On Bennett? No, I saw the one on Butler, though. Or I'm assuming it's on Butler.
The blessed? That felt like...
Yeah.
As everyone took that as, wow, look at you kind of taking a shot at the guy on the way out of town. And it could be about anything. I mean, that's how Twitter works, though.
So didn't we hear a story, though, that Butler wasn't exactly, like, working with him, like, as he was trying to adjust to the defense? Or am I wrong then?
No, you're not wrong. It was sort of an icy relationship from what was said. Not exactly the best of friends.
I mean, he was obviously struggling with it, and he wasn't getting the help from the guy that knew what he was doing, so.
Yep. So you got to let me know when you find those, because I haven't seen those.
Retract the last 3.5 minutes, please.
I think I saw something.
Did you get duped? Did you get duped? Chase in New York. Hi, Chase.
Oh. Okay, I got duped.
You got duped. Chase.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Chase?
What's up? I know we're all still pretty kind of raw about Nate Solder leaving, but I was kind of looking at him. I'm thinking, what are they going to do to replace him? Because I've never known Belichick to start a rookie tackle, not with guys like Matt Light, Solder, Vollmer, Cannon, none of them. And, yeah, they got Tony Garcia, but the guy lost 40 pounds because he was on blood thinners. So do they re-sign Waddle or Fleming or what? I've never really seen them play on the left side.
Well, they re-signed Fleming. They re-upped him. Cannon's locked up. Waddle's kind of that swing guy. I mean, they did draft Garcia. He's down 40 pounds. He's got the blood clots. He needs to get healthier, put weight back on. Skarnecki is back. You have Andrews. You got Tooney. You've got Mason. You've got Cannon front side to the right. Need to figure out left.
Cam Fleming's a free agent.
He is? I thought they did a two-year deal with him. Wow. And you want him back?
Let me double-check that. Double-check that, but I'm...
I know they redid Cannon. I thought they redid Fleming, too. Because we were like, why are you doing that?
No, they did not re-sign Cam Fleming.
Okay.
Yeah, Waddle and Fleming are free agents.
Oh, my. There's no contingency plan right now.
Not right now. I mean, they may have a plan, but we just
don't. The ideal one is not taking your front side guy and kicking him backside. That...
Marcus Cannon's the only guy on your roster right now that has played NFL tackle.
Right, the other guy's...
Such an easy
What's
position.
The other guy's name? Jelks? Is that the...
Oh, yeah. He's the guy that kept... He was the guy that training camp, our tweets from training camp, was never there. He was always with the guy that we never knew who he was. He was never there.
Andrew Jelks.
And Cole Crosston is kind of a tackle, but he's played more inside when he got on the field. I think it was only like 10 snaps.
Andrew Jelks has not played a game of football since 2014. He missed his junior and senior seasons at Vanderbilt due to back-to-back ACL tears.
Dominic Easley. What do they got with these ACL
tears? Hold on. Back-to-back ACL tears and then missed last season. Hasn't played a football game since 14.
Good player.
Pencil him in. Do it now. As it always happens in this week, things develop very quickly, and there's always tidbits of information, a couple of them to get to. An Instagram post from Rob Gronkowski, directed at Danny Amendola, saying it was an honor. This, you know what, I have to double check this post. Hold, give me one second. So this was sent to us by someone on Twitter. I think it's Vin. On Twitter. I want to...
Yeah, be careful, because I got duped on again.
Yeah, I want to make sure this is 100% real. Yep.
Giardi just tweeted this, too.
Okay, he did?
He tweeted a screenshot of it.
Okay, though. I want to pull it up in the app myself.
Okay.
Give me one second. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, because we have some other information coming in on...
We're going to get to that one, too. We got information on...
No, Tom just checked it. It's legit.
Okay, it's legit.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski put up a post on Instagram 39 minutes ago. It's a screen grab of him and Danny Amendola in the Tennessee Titans game. It's a screen grab from TV. A sideline shot.
Video. Yeah, it's actually a video.
Oh, it's a video.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, yep, there it is. I got it. I have it now. It's a video, and it's a video from CBS of Rob Gronkowski with the big, giant sideline jacket.
Yeah.
Reaching around Danny Amendola and giving him this big bear hug with 4 minutes left to go in the game, the Tennessee game, mm-hmm. January 13th. When it was 35-7 and the Patriots were blowing out the Titans in a big game by Danny Amendola. It's the two of them embracing.
Yeah. Well, come and party after my house. It's a game.
And Gronk sent out this message with this to Danny Amendola. It was an honor playing with you the past 5 years at Danny Amendola. Thanks for all the hugs and memories. Stay lit. Be free.
Weed.
Be happy. Free and happy being in all caps. Free. Be free and be happy. Your hard work, the way you play your size, the pain you fought through, the hits you take, and get right back up talking bleep back.
SH something.
I appreciate it all. Congrats. Enjoy Miami, kid. And Tom Brady commented on the post and said, "Well said, Gronk," with the three clapping of the hands, giving an applause to Rob Gronkowski, sending off Danny Amendola, telling him to be free, be happy, and enjoy Miami.
Brady also had a separate Instagram post, too. Teammate, friend, brother, leader, champion. Hashtag 80. You have issues with the be free thing, right? Be free, be happy.
Be free and be happy.
What, are you held down?
You're being held down, or you're restricted in what you're doing here.
Remember the stuff Brandon Spikes said when he went? But we always chalked it up as Spikes, you're nuts.
You don't think that's a Guerrero thing?
They're all three Guerrero guys.
I know they are.
Yeah.
I know they are. But at 2 years and $12 million, 8.25 guaranteed for Danny Amendola. I look at that money and say, nah, you don't need to spend that on Danny Amendola. You can spend your money by attacking your defensive line, trying to add linebacker, trying to do the things that I think are going to be more important to the team.
Trent Murphy.
But how do you think a guy Trent Murphy
sounds like a guy hitting in a seven hole during a like back to back doubleheader game late in July for the Red Sox. Trent Murphy up at the plate, bring him up from Pawtucket. Take a peek at him.
I just want to say, how do you think someone like...
It's going to be a fun preseason.
Oh, God. You relax. You need to relax.
They're
going to
sign
right
guys.
You need to
relax, people. They're going to sign people, okay?
Calm down.
You just need to get... You need a day to get past this because you attach yourself to these guys, and they've had so many great moments, all of them. Hey, Malcolm, Super Bowl winning, interception, playing 98% of the snaps. Nate's always there on the backside. Don't hit him. Don't hit him. Push him past Brady.
I'm just wondering
Amendola
if a guy
with another catch.
This is what I wonder. I wonder if someone like Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski and maybe Julian Edelman for the relationship that he had.
Road trip.
Looks at. Will you just let me get through this point, please? Please, for the love of God. Please.
You know what this means? Road trip. Go ahead.
And you've got $5 million tied up right now with Dwayne Allen. And you just picked up the option on Kenny Britt. If you're Tom Brady and you say...
That's almost in your face.
We're keeping Dwayne Allen and we're keeping Kenny Britt.
Every day,
and we could have just used that money on Danny. What are we doing? And my answer is, well, no, don't spend the money on Danny. And then also get rid of Dwayne Allen and Kenny Britt. What are you doing? Get rid of both of those guys.
Those are not winning players.
Tom Brady would be right to say, why are we keeping these guys around? He'd be right to think that. And now he's going to take that a step further and say, we couldn't find $12 million for Danny over the next 2 years after he's taken pay cut after pay cut after pay cut. If there's one guy who's earned the money back, isn't it him? And that's how players look at it.
Yeah, that's the way
that's
players
look at it.
That's
not how we look at it. Now, listen, we're outside of it, and we can look at it objectively and say, oh, God, you have a Miami. That's a lot of cash.
Yeah.
You could better spend your cash on your defense if you're going to go out and attack something in free agency or however you're going to do it.
Yeah, and there's not a player
but
in that room.
I'm telling you, players look at that and say, what the hell?
Like the Gilmore signing. Any player that's hung their nuts on the line for the last 3 years sits there and you look, you're gonna just run in. We light Buffalo up every year. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I think that's why people question that. And people are going to poke fun and make fun of the special team signings. And I caution you on that because you take for granted what Slater does. And throw Brandon Bolden and Brandon King, all of them in the mix. Nate Ebner and the way they sacrificed their body. Tell me last time somebody's returned a punt for more than 10 yards on you. You can't. Tell me last time somebody's ran a kickoff back to the 50 to set up a team short. You can't. Like, that's the stuff that goes unnoticed. And I'm not sitting here because somebody told me to say it, but special teams are a big part of the game. If they get right on that and they can play a field position game, they're going to figure out which guys to put in the huddle on offense and defense. Quarterback's still there.
Get the special teamers signed first.
I'm not. I'm saying there's a reason. They're locking those guys up first.
Yeah, because they're cheap and they can do it.
These
other ones are hard.
And you don't have to worry about the special teams. You don't have to hold your breath every time a freaking ball's punted in the air.
I'm not opposed to them having good special teams. But
people will rip it and ridicule it.
It's just odd that that's been the priority this week.
Yeah, but these
those
aren't
are the things that have been done.
But it's stuff you don't have to worry about. Like, you're going to lock someone up like, holy crap, we need to get a cheap crap. You're afraid to lose Nate Ebner?
You're right, Zoe. Sometimes you have to worry about it at all. Sometimes you play in a Super Bowl where the punt unit never has to get on the field. You're right. You don't have to worry about it.
I mean, you got a kicker.
That's how important the special teams were in the Super Bowl.
You got a kicker. The kicker's been franchised. He misses extra points.
Right.
Okay, so
very
what we're doing
important.
Here.
I don't know.
Field gate test
you know what it is?
This
it's
report.
Nice. And it's nice to call a game and actually not have to worry about, oh, my God, better pay attention to special teams play because they might get gashed on it.
No, I'm not anti-special teams. It's a little weird. It's weird.
It's a little weird to... Sell me on how important it
I'm
is
not
right
stupid.
Now when Solder, Amendola, Lewis, Butler all gone. I don't want to hear it. Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
You're right, but I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. Here's a tweet from Field Yates that just happened a couple minutes ago. He writes and reports some context on Malcolm Butler's reported 5-year, $61 million deal with the Titans.
Listen to this, folks.
I mean, strap yourself in for this one. This one is, I mean, a Patriots report from one Patriot place if I've ever heard one. The Patriots' final offer before last season was for 6 years, $66 million, with $25.5 million guaranteed, meaning they were going to tack on 5 years to his deal on top of the restricted free agent tender of $3.91 million. So at least there's a hint of truth. A hint of truth in there. They were going to force him to play on the 391, but then give him a 5-year contract extension on top of it. But look at this. $66 million over those years. Oh, really? In the same ballpark? Really? Same money? Patriots technically maybe even offered a little bit more. Oh, yeah, but no, you're going to play under the tender because we are going to force you to play under that tender because that's what we do. And look at all the money they offered him.
Where do I sign?
Right. Make him wait for the year when he could just hit free agency and
where do I sign?
Go wherever he wanted.
No way.
And not only that, there's another element to this that we are both questioning, though, and that is, did they offer him this deal, if it actually happened, with the intention of turning around and then trading him to the New Orleans Saints?
Did New Orleans say, okay, we're going to do the Cook stuff, and we're going to have that first-round pick in holding with Malcolm. You put him on the plane. He'll put on the Bose headphones. He'll go on Instagram and take a picture of himself and say, bless, God is, you know, God is good, or whatever he tweeted out or put out there thinking the deal's been done. You've consummated the relationship. It's in, man. It is in the works. Did they say, you got to get him signed? We got room. Here's what we can do. We can do $25 million guaranteed over the first 3 years. Make sure he's got to play on that tender at 3-9. We can get him in for this year. And in turn, you're going to get your first-round pick back.
Here's what he then did. He went out and played poorly for a year and still made his money.
My point last night, imagine if he played his ass off.
Imagine if he had a good year. Oh. The kind of money he'd be raking in right now.
But
if that were the offer last year, why wouldn't he take it?
He would have taken it. He would have jumped all over it.
Part of my problem with believing it.
He comes from nothing. And he has busted his ass.
Who had that?
I have never seen him. Field Yates. Connected.
There's a connection there.
Mm. Former Patriots employee.
Yeah, well, it goes beyond that, too. I don't want to dump on Field Yates. I think someone's giving them this information.
What did I say in the other room?
Let me use the Greg Bedard thing. It's not like he's making it up. He's just wrong.
It's not like he's making it up. He's just being lied to.
I'd be in shock.
It just feels rather team friendly.
I would be in shock if the Butler camp replies to this and says, yeah, that was offered. We turned it down. Because I thought always the spin was they haven't gotten to the ballpark of that $10 million range, right? Wasn't that the spin for the Butler part? Butler camp coming out that it's low years, low money. Because if the Butler camp confirms that, then you know what? That's on Malcolm then. Because he had a chance to make some money last year because he didn't get right in the head this year for some reason. And this thing threw him in a tizzy. And maybe it was signing Gilmore first. And then maybe he felt disrespected. But I just wonder the timing of when this deal was offered. Was it offered in conjunction with the Saints to make sure this could happen, that you would have a first-round pick in waiting so that we could kind of go behind the scenes to get this loophole, to get the actual trade, flipping him for Cooks done so you get your pick back, which they never got. I could just see a guy like Malcolm jumping all over that deal if it was offered at any time. Because that's a lot of guaranteed money for that kid. And I thought he earned it. Because I thought he's a good player. He never took a playoff. He busted his ass here. And I'm happy he got the money. Phew.
The big difference in guaranteed money, though. He was already making four, and they offered him 25.5. They actually offered him 21.5.
Okay, so it's still eight.
So he ended up getting 34.
Understand that.
But instead of 25.
And maybe it's the Gilmore thing to piss him off. Like, well, wait, you guarantee him what, 60?
Gronk just tweeted.
Oh, boy. Stop. You know what? Why don't you save that, and we'll get to Gronk's latest tweet.
Maybe it's worth the headline.
Maybe he'll put it in the headline.
All right, we'll do that next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Rob Gronkowski telling his former teammate on Instagram to go to Miami, be free, be happy. That would be to Danny Amendola, is now tweeting, bands a make her dance. I repeat, bands a make her dance. Huh? Huh?
Aye, Captain.
And then aye, Captain, with an emoji of somebody dancing.
You think he's on a pirate dance boat right now?
I believe he's in Miami, according to Therese Owens' Twitter feed. He is in Miami dancing at a pool party. Oh, there's a lot going on.
Wait, where is he? I'm sorry,
Beetle?
Where was he?
Where's he at, Beetle?
Where is he? He's in Miami?
Yes.
Called it, Artie! I called it!
He's a poolside wearing bathing trunks, no shirt, and high-top sneakers.
In Miami.
So, this is all because Danny Amendola is going to Miami. Malcolm Butler and Deion Lewis are going to the Tennessee Titans. And now this morning, Nate Solder signing with the New York Giants. It's a good photograph. It's nice. Nate Solder going to the New York Giants. All right, I said that good. Bruins got a 6-4 win over the Hurricanes in Raleigh last night thanks to 5 unanswered third-period goals on the last 10 minutes of the game. Tomorrow night, they'll visit the Florida Panthers. Celtics home tonight to take on the Wizards.
He's at the Fontainebleau. That's a nice place.
Right here on 98.5.
You want an update on Jordy Nelson, by the way?
Sports Hub, yes.
Update on Jordy Nelson is this from Schefter. He will visit the Raiders today. He will then visit the Seahawks and Saints. Those are the 3 visits he has scheduled as of now.
Headlines are brought to you by Stone & Bank. If you need a bank, make it Stone & Bank. Expect more, get more, do more. That's the Stone & Bank way. Learn more now at stoneandbank.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines. 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We got Brad Stevens coming up next. Next segment, head coach of the Celtics. We're also going to chat with our buddy RJ Bell today. Maybe help you with a couple of, transactions coming up in the next few days, considering there'll be a lot of games being played in the NCAA tournament, but there's also a couple of other angles that I think we should discuss with him, and that is how do free agent moves maybe impact the lines for next year's Super Bowl, if at all?
Sure.
What are you pointing to?
We've all witnessed the Gronkowski dancing video, and I don't know who taught him how to dance, but he's holding something in his hand. Who's really...
Bands that make her dance. Bands that make her dance. Bands that make her dance.
Bands. Mm-mm-mm. Guess what he has in his hand?
I don't know how long of that song I can
actually
play.
It's a shirt.
It's a band. He's got resistance bands in his hands. Who else trains on resistance bands?
What are you talking about?
Look at his left hand right here in this other video where he starts dancing before he takes the shirt off.
What was he coming from, like a workout poolside?
I think he's working out, just making his way through, and somebody's having a little pool party.
Yeah, he doesn't look to be a part of the party.
I don't think he is. He's in workout gear. So let's not critique him on attending a pool party here. And I just think he's such a 17-year-old that I just worked out. I did my band training like Alex told me to do. I feel great. He looks freaking cut and great. He looks as good as he's ever looked.
Looks good.
And he just says, I'm gonna go ham because I hear bands are making bands.
Bands are making a dance. Bands are making a dance. Bands are making a dance. Bands are making a dance.
Yeah. See? And it just bam. The band.
Can I just say the one thing that's bugging me too?
What?
The whole, it started with Giselle. He just wants to have fun. He just wants to, feel appreciated.
The happy fun thing?
That bugged me, number one. The whole gotta have fun.
Bands
and number two,
anything she would
feeling,
anything,
feeling
anything
appreciated.
Say you'd have a problem with it. Bands make her dance.
Ask Malcolm Butler how appreciated he feels. You want to talk about underappreciated? Go talk to the guy who got sat in the Super Bowl.
How about Devlin? How about ram your head into a lineman and just hit it.
And now Gronk, who is on Twitter talking or on Instagram talking to Danny Amendola, say, be happy, be free. Has anything about Rob Gronkowski and the way he's been treated by the Patriots indicate to you that he has not been allowed to go off by himself and be happy apart from the team? Have they been holding him back?
I think they've actually met him halfway and said, we're going to release joint statements on you now, which we really don't do with other players.
And you go do your Gronk cruise and go ahead and do the wrestling, so do all that you want to do. Be free.
Bands make her dance.
I was making a point, but no, that's more important.
Bands make her dance. Yeah. Beatles getaway day. I'm in with him. I feel you.
Well, leave now.
I think it's a good point, though.
Yeah, Rich did.
What's the point? What was my point?
Of him being free. Have they held him
free
back?
Free and fun, which aggravated you yesterday. Point.
Yeah, so shut up Angry about man. The be happy and be free, and I just want to be appreciated. Tom Brady wants to feel appreciated? You don't think you feel appreciated, Tom? I think Malcolm Butler has a case to feel underappreciated.
But you,
so you can shut, as far as I'm concerned hold there. On. And as far as Gronkowski said, oh, be free, be happy, not like us. Oh, yes, Rob, you are really being shackled. The whole reason why you are a thing in this league is because you are playing for a team that won. If you were just off being Rob Gronkowski without having the Patriots to play for, you would just be a big tight end who didn't get the ball thrown your way often enough.
With that.
You think Rob Gronkowski would be as big playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
So he goes from being just another guy to the best tight end of all time because he played with Brady?
Is he
in the conversation because of that?
Who's in the conversation with Rob Gronkowski in terms of iconic tight ends in the league right now?
Nobody.
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 And a huge reason is because he's been playing for the Patriots.
Yeah,
so before,
but I think that's too strong because look at the way the guy plays. Come on, you know more about Rob Gronkowski and the style of play and what he brings.
Yeah, but if you don't win, nobody cares. If you don't
above and beyond, why? Look at the other guys in the league who haven't won jack.
No, you have to be.
What's
super...
Jimmy Graham done? What's Travis Kelce done?
Jimmy Graham isn't in the same conversation.
Okay, but I'm going to the next.
Of,
I'm going to the next best guys.
You
in the
have
league.
To be like super flash crazy, like Odell Beckham Jr. to break through without being part of a true.
You don't think
like,
Rob Gronkowski is super flash crazy as Odell Beckham Jr. at his position as Beckham
no.
as it is?
No.
Oh, I think you're nuts.
No.
Some of the catches that Gronkowski has made over the years, go watch the tape of the last Pittsburgh drive again.
Someone still has to throw them to him.
Go watch the tape.
I don't have a lot of patience for these guys saying like, oh, you know, we're in this horrible situation.
That's fine,
here.
But that's a different thing, though. That's different from saying Rob Gronkowski would be just another guy, and he owes the Patriots everything for being who he is.
He owes the Patriots a lot for being a brand unto himself. Yes, of course he does.
I think the point about what you're saying,
Rob Gronkowski
though,
becomes as big as
part?
He is if he's playing for the Cardinals all these years.
This
no
is the
way.
Point with you. I agree with. It's being overplayed. The unhappy thing is being overplayed by all.
Of
these
course
guys.
It is.
That
he's
I agree.
He's
with.
He's getting on board on this. Like
he looks now. Pretty damn happy all the time.
He's having fun.
Is he a sad clown?
I don't think. He's
is
ever
he
had,
really sad on
he's
the
never
inside?
Never had a bad day. Never had a bad day.
That's what I'm saying.
You've Enough. Had bad days.
Enough. Well, I'm not going to Vegas, so I'm already pissed at Beatles.
You got something for Brad Stevens?
Yeah.
I hope so. We're talking to him next.
Sweet.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, 12:50 on this Wednesday. Let's go to the expert hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. It's Brad Stevens joining us. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I just lose a lot of players to the players from the Patriots due to money.
There goes Zo again, starting an interview with you, talking about football.
It's a tie-in because he's losing a lot of players due to injury.
Well,
see what I did there?
Yeah. Hopefully for, obviously, not a long time, but who'd the Patriots lose today?
Oh, Solder today. It was Deion Lewis yesterday. Malcolm Butler. We'll just keep going down the list. They signed a bunch
Danny
of special
Amendola.
Teams guys. Though,
yeah, they lost a bunch of guys.
Signed a bunch of core guys.
Something tells me they're going to figure it out.
Yep. You got it, buddy.
I like your
there
confidence.
You go.
The way they
I do
it.
Too.
Here's your injury report that the team just posted to the official Celtics Twitter account. It reads like this. Brown.
Yeah, let me know here.
Ready? Ready? Listen up.
This is what it's getting to.
Brown,
this
concussion, out. Hayward, left ankle rehab, out. Horford, illness, out. Irving, left knee soreness, out. Smart, right thumb sprain, out. Tatum, low back tightness. Here's the good news. Probable. And Tice, of course, with the meniscus tear, is out. That is, that's not pretty. How are you dealing with that right now?
Next man up. Guys are going to play. And obviously more of a role that haven't played as much of a role. May have to play some guys out of position here and there. But, it's all part of the path to trying to become the best that we can be. And, you know, with all these injuries, we're going to need other guys that haven't played as big of a role to play one as we not only finish out the regular season, but enter the playoffs. So, like, this is a great opportunity. You know, at the end of the day, we get a real, real chance to evaluate everyone as we enter April.
Would it be fair to say that Marcus Smart's injury situation is the most unclear at this point?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, at the end of the day, Marcus is going to seek a second opinion, confer with everybody that he's talked to, and make the right decision from there that he's comfortable with, that we're comfortable with, that everybody's comfortable with. And at the end of the day, you know, he's obviously, you know, got his thumb in at the end of the Pacers game when he dove on the floor. And so he's got to figure out what his next steps are. And he told me today that he's going to take a couple of days, see what it feels like early next week, get all of the different doctors' opinions, sit down early next week and weigh his options. But it could be, there could be a slight chance that, you know, he's back sooner rather than later. But I'd say that it's not going to be any time too soon. And there's a, you know, a chance that he would not be back.
Coach, kind of an uninformed opinion or question is that when you're sitting there and you're watching him dive for it and it goes to the floor, first thing you think of is, oh, that's the same hand that he did hurt in a non-basketball incident. Is there any way that the two could be related to where it compounded the severity of the second injury when he dove on the floor? No relation.
Nope. Different Good. Part of the hand. Different ligaments you're talking about in the sprain. Like, just totally unrelated.
All right. I know you've gone on record and say you're going to miss some of that intensity that Tice bring, you know, to the table, the energy, you know, and the ability to move the room and everything that he did as far as being a teammate. And with Monroe now, the increased minutes, how good is that for him and what you're going to really, you know, take a look at and how it added depth for you guys at the trade deadline?
Well, we need him to play great. There's no two ways around it. You know, what Tice gave you was a completely different look than Monroe gives you. You know, Tice is a guy that can space to the three-point line but also run to the rim, catch lobs way over the rim. Can switch defensively. You know, those were his strengths, things that he really utilized to help make us better. Monroe is not a guy that you're going to switch with a ton. He's going to have to become great in our pick and roll coverages, and he's going to have to be a guy that we can play through at the elbow and the low post. You know, he's had his moments here early on. But, you know, he's going to get an even greater amount of opportunity over the next 15 games. And, you know, it's his to take advantage of. And ultimately, you know, there's going to be some times where we decide to go just Al at the five. But with Baines and Monroe, we have some flexibility there as well.
We're talking with Celtics head coach Brad Stevens. Brad, do you get the sense from Terry Rozier that he's excited or anxious to kind of take what will be extra opportunities for him with the injuries?
I don't think, you know, I don't see any difference in Terry when he comes to the gym, whether it's starting or not. I think if Terry were to show up at a YMCA in the middle of July, playing against nine, you know, rec league all-stars, he would be thrilled to play. Like, he loves to play. He doesn't, you know, it's not about necessarily the position he's in. Obviously, everybody loves to play as many minutes as possible, and his minutes go way up. But, you know, he just loves to play. He loves basketball. I think it's one of his, you know, one of his many great attributes that's allowed him to really progress here.
Does it rub off on other players? Because I know that some people have described him as having, like, this infectious level of energy, which is what you're describing right now.
Yeah, I think all that stuff rubs off. We've got a team that likes to play. You know, there's a lot of guys that are hurting right now, being out of the lineup. These guys are guys that'll find games in the summer again. Like, they like to play the game, and it's frustrating when you're not able to play. And so, but it is infectious. And it's one of the things that I've learned about myself as a coach is that, you know, hey, everybody says they love basketball, but you know from being around other football players as well, like there's, you know, there are guys that love it and then there are guys that really love it. And I find a ton of enjoyment in coaching guys that really, really love the game and that think about it, you know, look at the different ways to try to win a game that are just consumed by it. And we've got a lot of guys like that in here.
Yeah, you're probably tired of answering questions about injuries, so I'll stay away from the Kyrie one. Maybe Beadle can follow up with it. But 3:10, Butler tips off on Friday. You got anything planned special for the team, like some Dr. Peppers? You know, maybe
we're getting
ginger ale's your drink, right?
Play at 7.
Yeah, but I mean, it's 3:10.
It is 3:10, and, you know, hopefully Butler is able to beat Arkansas. I haven't seen Arkansas play all year, but they're usually a good team. Mike Anderson's a good coach. Butler's got a good team, though. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him play. And, you know, hey, we're really good friends with the guys at Purdue, too, and they'd be the next game. But Butler's 2 wins away from being in Boston and at that regional here at TD Garden. So that'd be pretty sweet.
And line up perfectly for you.
Yeah, are you?
We wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here because we'd be starting our West Coast trip, but I know my wife and kids would love that.
Well, you have the post party at your house.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say, hey, if you got any extra tickets, you know, we're always looking.
Take care of the guys.
There you go. There you go. Uh-huh.
You did talk to us last week about Kyrie. Is there anything different that's happened? It's just still a management thing, right?
Management thing. He feels a little bit better. He had the surgery 2 years ago. That's been very well documented. And the whole year, you know, it's why he doesn't play 36 minutes a game. It's why he doesn't play, you know, over 40 very often right now, early on in the season. And the whole year we've been trying to manage it appropriately. He's had some soreness in 2 of the last 4 games. And we've been pretty upfront with him. And he's been upfront with us about if he has that, we need to, you know, we need to be very leery of that and take our time. And so that's the most important thing with him, and we're doing that, and that's why he's out tonight. Again, we don't know about Smart when he ultimately will, if he's able to come back. Tice not coming back, but Kyrie is more day-to-day than those guys. And Jalen's not going to be with us on our trip, so the earliest that he would be back would be OKC, and that would be if he starts through the progressions after the concussion protocols by the weekend and doesn't have any setbacks.
All right, Celtics, Wizards tonight. Brad, appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.
See you. Take care. Brad Stevens joining us on the expert hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, slide devil, huh? Like he always tells us, I'm just worried about our team. We got a game tonight. He knows when Butler's playing, what time.
Looking at the schedule.
He knows that they advance. They got a chance coming to Buffalo, but we're on that West Coast trip, so the wife and the kids, they're going to be giddy. They might get that dessert made for them. You never know. Hey, guys, good luck tonight.
So good.
Yep.
So good. Probably want to eat that after the game, though. You don't want to fill up on that.
Put it on,
because
then you got to win another one, right? Stick around.
Do that after the game. All right, Hardy has our headlines, 90 seconds. When we come back, we're going to touch base with RJ Bell. We haven't talked to him since football season.
Nice.
He'll be on the line from Vegas right after this.